Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayishlach, contemplating the sinew. As we all know, there's a certain sinew that we don't eat, a certain vein. We take it out from the thigh because Yaakov fought with the angel. We'd like to understand, why was the angel fighting with Jacob? I mean, Jacob is a good guy. Why would an angel want to fight with him? And what does it mean that we don't eat that particular vein? What's the meaning of that mitzvah? What should we think about when we devein the animal, when we refrain from eating that part of the animal? What is it all about? Rashi says that the purpose of this fight was that last moment, he says to him, "Ki berachtani, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." He wants a blessing from the Sarosh al Esav. The angel represents Esav. He wants to be affirmed in his blessing. He wants God to affirm the blessing. He wants Esav to affirm the blessing. And in fact, both God and Esav and the angel, they all affirm it. He feels affirmed. The Rashbam says that the angel attacked him so that he wouldn't run away. Yaakov was ready to give up. And he was going to run away, send his family one way and run the other way. God sent the angel to stay the course. The meaning of the Gira Nashe is we should try to stay the course. And that gives new meaning to the rabbinic interpretation in the Midrash that when he got his thigh, it refers to his progeny. Some of the progeny will be attacked and will successfully be taken by Esav. And that's why today we dedicate today's session in memory of Ezra Schwartz, a poor boy from Boston, Massachusetts, a wonderful boy full of life, 18 years old, gunned down mercilessly for no reason. It's inexcusable by so-called Palestinians. This, we dedicate our remarks today to him. There are children who will be taken away, but the rabbis say there will be children who will be taken away in a different sense. Children who are taken away to shmad, to apostasy, to become non-Jewish, to become Christian, to become a pagan, to become other religions. This is the symbol that we don't run away, we don't give up, but there will be children who, unfortunately, will give up on our tradition and run away from Judaism. The Barbanel says that the meaning is that you can't be sent. The struggle's not over ad alot hashachar, until the dawn rises, meaning that the struggle with Esav, the struggle with the nations of the world, the struggle with those who would attack Israel, those who would be against the Jews. This will go on till Mashiach, until the final redemption. Unfortunately, we have to continue with this struggle. And he mentions that the galut, the exile, is sometimes compared with a limp. You know, he limps at the end of the story. Jacob limps because it says in Micah, in Prophet Micha, Osfat Soleya, that God's going to gather in the limping Jewish people. That's the Jewish people in exile. We will have an exile, but it will end with the coming of the Mashiach. Chassam Sofer says, what is vayavik? Wrestling. Wrestling in some ways is a hugging. It's hard to tell if someone's hugging or wrestling. And that's the thing. The Gentiles will sometimes come at us with a hug, with a kiss, and that too is dangerous. We take their embrace, we forget who we are. And sometimes they come in the struggle, and that's also challenging. Sometimes we have the casualties, as we did this week, there were Ezra Schwartz and so many like him, 22 other Jewish souls taken from us just in these last months. The Yehuda Nachshoni, modern Israeli commentator, he says, Vayivater Yaakov Levado. The message here, it reminds us when we don't eat that sinew, reminds us the Jew is alone. It reminds us of that episode where we were alone. Now among the Balei HaTosfot, the Tosfot school, Rashi's grandchildren and their students, it says the following. That one interpretation is to remember the victory. The Gira Nashe reminds us of the victory over the angel, the victory over the enemy of Esav. And another idea is to remember, to not make the same mistake again. Why was he left alone? Where were the brothers? Where were his sons? Why didn't they take care of him? We should never leave someone alone a second interpretation. The Sforno says, yeah, we don't eat that, but the truth is we wouldn't want to eat it. Ein begidim b'no sintam. No sinew has any value. It doesn't have any taste. If you cook with a sinew, without a sinew, it doesn't add any sinew taste. These veins, these bristle, the thistle, these sinews, they don't have any taste. They don't add anything to it. So really, it's nothing. And that's what he's saying, that we can come out unscathed. Sometimes we are hurt, but we can come out unscathed. And he did. Rashi says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, he was healed. The limping was not forever. A Jew can come out victorious. We can continue, even in a world where there are stabbings, where there are shootings, there are rammings. We can survive. We can come out whole in the end of the day. So, what's the meaning of this mysterious sinew? What is this all about? Answer is, the message is a message of self-confidence. We were victorious. A message to stay the course, not run away, not leave the faith. A message to be patient till the end of days. A message to be wary of the other, even of their embraces. And to beware not to be alone. Be aware that you are alone and try not to allow others to be alone. And hope, finally, says that Rabbanel, it's a sign of hope. Hope that even in the darkest nights when Yaakov was Vayirai Yaakov Ma'od Vayitzalo, when you're most distressed, there is hope. There can be the dawn, and you can get a blessing from that very same angel who seemed to be coming to attack you. Again, we dedicate today's remarks to Ezra Schwartz. That young man seems so full of vitality, life, fun, volunteering, appreciation of Israel, love of Israel, love of Torah. We dedicate it today's shir in his memory. Yehi Zichro Baruch, Ezra Schwartz, and so many others, 21 other victims, many who were injured as well, all have refuah shlema. We hope, indeed, should never be any more children of Yaakov who should be lost to the children of Esav. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.